You are listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. I'm going to be with you until 12 o'clock this afternoon, talking about all things arts and culture in WA and all things arts and culture from outside of WA that have come to WA to bless us with their presence, including the one and only Ben Salter. Ben, so nice to have you in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Ben, you are, I'm not sure if this is something that you resonate with, but like I kind of think of you as a musician's musician, you know? Like you've worked with so many people, like musicians immediately know who you are. How does that feel to be someone who is so well known among the music community?
It's incredibly gratifying to look at some of the, when I list down all the people I've worked with and such a broad range of, you know, people and genres, and it's nice. It's a really nice feeling. It's nice to have the recognition of your peers, and yeah, I guess that even though I quite often get the turn into the green-eyed monster and be like, why don't I get this or why don't I get that? But then I was talking last night about to Carla, and just saying, you know, like I just feel like I'm so incredibly blessed to have, you know, all the stuff that I have and have done, all the work I have, and yeah, I'm in an incredibly privileged position. So yeah.
Yeah, man. Tell us something about the people that you have worked with.
Recently, well, funnily enough, last night, the Rewiggled album won the best children's album, and I produced the track by Emily Warramura on that album. She did a cover of Dressing Up in Style by the Wiggles, and we recorded that down in my little shed in Tasmania because Emily lives down there now. And that was a huge thrill to do that with her. We also recorded a whole album of lullabies in Andaniliakwa, which is the language from Groot Island, where she's from. But also I've worked with everyone from like Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger, who's an old Brisbane sort of buddy, and Gareth Lydiard from The Drones, the West Australian hero, produced my first album and done a bunch of stuff with him. I'm trying to think now, I'm going to forget everything. I didn't do any research before coming on the show.
I feel like just those kind of lists that you've given us is a very good representation of kind of the breadth of your ability. Like you can go from jazz sounds and those kind of more experimental ways of playing to indie rock folk, where it's more about, I guess, the emotion.
Mm.
Are you, because, I mean, you're sitting there looking at me with your guitar in your hand, right? Are you going to play something for us today?
Yes, I would love to, if you would like me to, yeah. I'm sort of here hunched over the two microphones just to paint a picture for everyone out in Radio Land. Hunched over, sort of, like my two little mics here. But would you like me to play something now?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Play something from your, because you have a show tonight at Mojo's.
I do. Oh, no, sorry, that was last night. I beg your pardon. We've already had the show at Mojo's, so yeah. But I have a show on Sunday at The Bird, so with Natalie Di Napoleon, so yeah.
Amazing.
And an in-store at Junction Records in Fremantle tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, so yeah.
Even better, like people have time now to kind of plan their weekend around Ben Salter being in town.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do a song from a CD I released, because CDs are back, if you hadn't heard out there. A CD I released earlier this year of all stuff that I recorded at the museum residency I've been doing. And this is a song called Stats. Count on, sound off. I ran all the way home, lying on the carpet, on the carpet, on the floor, moving the pieces around intently. 4 or 5 years old. Four or five years old, Show me your stats. Too many times, tea leaves down the sink. My inner life, dirtied, scrubbed, dirtied again. It's all there in the statistics. Maths, the patterns, touch your nose, touch your ears, into second, into third gear. Never arrested, but apprehended. I apprehended too much. Deadly diatribe, now more dead than alive. Show me your stats. Do the maths. Show me your stats. It's the end of the line. It's the end of the line. Servile, domicile, arthrocele. Spinning wheel, it's gone and now there's no going back. Stats. A simp stuffed into a gimp suit. A native user down the local boozer. Stats. Keep your distance. Here it comes. Here it comes. If I didn't have a body, where would I hang out? There's just no need to be unhappy. There's just no need to be unhappy. Stats. You do the maths. Count off, sound on. I ran all the way home.
That was a track from Ben Salter. I kind of expected you to come in with like a stats ending. I was waiting for it.
Waiting for another stats.
I was waiting for another stats.
More statistics.
You said when you came in that people pick different songs of yours to play when you do radio interviews, and it's always interesting to find out what tracks people choose or people are drawn to.
Yeah, yeah, it's well, because I've just released so much stuff in the last sort of 3 years. I was saying last night on stage, last time I was in Western Australia, I just released my third album, and that was in 2018, I think. And since 2018, I've released another 7 albums. So it's just been, yeah, I've got so much stuff. And I don't go back and, like, listen to it all the time. Like, I listen to it a lot when I'm making it and just before it comes out. And then after that, it's only if I've had like 500 glasses of wine. Although my wife would disagree vehemently with that. I have selective memory, but so it's weird, particularly with stuff like the album Mayday and the other, the three 21 Words albums that I released. There's so many songs that they sort of quickly go out of my memory. So when someone else picks one, I'm like, oh, that's right, that song. Yeah.
So what sort of person picks the Stats song?
I don't know. I just picked that one to play because that's one from the new album that I've sort of managed to push into the live set. So it's one that I could actually play because so many of them I have no idea how to play live. My recording method is like I hit record and then I write the song. It's not like write the song and then hit record. So quite often I'll get to the end of writing a song and it'll be like, oh, now I have to learn how to play it. Like, because a lot of them are literally, like, I do hit record and I'll just play whatever chords sort of come into my head and they don't have a proper structure of, verse and chorus and so they're just a pain in the ass to figure out. So, but that one I was like, yeah, I better make the effort for a couple of them. So, yeah.
That's such an interesting process because a lot of songwriters or a lot of singer-songwriters are very focused on having this, songwriting process that is very step by step, like you figure out the chords, you figure out the chorus, you get your hook. So I'm interested in how you approach it in this kind of very relaxed, ad hoc kind of way.
Well, it's been a gradual sort of evolution. Like I definitely used to do exactly what you say, and I'd sit down, and I still do sometimes, sit down and work out a chord progression and work out a melody and really refine it and really work on all the words. But generally these days, like I had a project that I started about 12 years ago as a side project called The Young Liberals, a garage rock band with my friend Chris. And I was in all these sort of serious bands at the time, like the Gin Club and Giants of Science. And this was just meant to be this thing, this fun thing, this garage rock thing. And we decided early on that we were going to do 12 albums in 12 months and we were going to, all the songs, we were going to write all the songs before we recorded, like write the song titles and the album titles and then just fill in the blanks. And they ended up being these albums that I really, really loved because of that spontaneity and that approach. And I've just gradually migrated that approach into my solo sort of practice. And it's been perfect preparation for doing the thing at Mona and recording songs every day and I'm just so impatient, and I just find that the results of recording and writing so spontaneously give me more satisfaction long term than something that I've labored over and crafted, and by the time I release it, it's just lost all of its sort of energy for me. So it's not for everyone, that approach, and but yeah,
let's go back to the thing at Mona. You're recording a song a day.
Yeah, not necessarily a song a day. It's the brief is that I have a studio, like a small recording setup with a digital workstation and some guitars and bass and an electronic drum kit and drum machines and percussion and tambourines. And I'm in the public space. So I have, three walls and then the fourth wall is open to the public, basically. And I get in the morning and I've got a typewriter and I sit there and I just make stuff up. And I'm pretty much allowed to do whatever I want. But for me, I'm so impatient. I want results instantly. Like, I think that David Walsh, the owner of the museum, when he commissioned me to do it, had anticipated that I'd be sitting at a lectern sort of scribbling away on lyrics and crossing things out. And when I said, no, I need a recording setup, he was sort of a bit puzzled. But yeah, that's very much just the way I work these days. Like, yeah. Mate, I'm going back again in December, so maybe we'll change it up this time. And exactly like you say, it'd be good to write a song every day and then perform it, because quite often I'll write and record sort of 10 songs in a day, and then, like, because of the way I write them, not know how to actually perform any of them live, and they'll all have drums and keyboards and overdubs, and it'll all come in a big rush, and then I'll be like, and now I'm going to do a set of songs from 10 years ago. So yeah, it's always a process of me trying to learn my own stuff. Yeah.
Ben, thank you so much for joining us on Artbeat and giving us a bit of an insight into this songwriting process and the different kind of genres and the different music that you've been making over the years. People can see you, catch you at the Bird on Sunday, or there's an in-store appearance.
Yes, at the Junction Records in Fremantle tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Amazing. Get down and see Ben.